Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The inaugural Greg Newsom and Friends celebrity softball game on June 24th coming up here to talk about that, to talk about OTAs, Jim Schwartz's defense, man coverage, all the good stuff on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. It's Greg Newsom. Greg, welcome to the show.
How you guys doing? Appreciate you guys having me.
Doing really well. We were just kind of going through the roster of names for this this softball game, and I had said, if I was playing third base and Wyatt Teller were up to bat, I'd be asking to move to left field because it scares the hell out of me. Is that like when we start talking about your big thumpers? Have you told Wyatt you're expecting a couple home runs out of him?
For sure. The thing is, Wyatt will not be on my team, so I cannot actually. I really don't want him to do well, as bad as that may seem.
So
who's the hoss on your team?
You know, it's me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's me.
So you're not going to be hitting for contact. You're going to be hitting for distance
dingers
here.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't hit for contact. I'm a power hitter, so that's definitely what I'm aiming for.
Do you have a background in baseball, Greg?
Yeah, I used to play baseball growing up. Played all the way to my freshman year in high school. I was a center fielder, leadoff hitter.
You get a lot of home runs at the leadoff spot.
No, I actually didn't. I was a contact guy.
I didn't know if Coach was like, Greg, if you swing for the fences one more time, we're going to move you to the ninth spot or bench you.
Yeah, no, I was a contact. I just used my speed to my advantage. So I just made sure I got on base. Then I was always going to get home.
So I know we got you on. We're going to talk more about the softball game here, where people can find all this stuff. We are going to get to that. But, you know, it is year one of a new defensive system. Jim Schwartz has obviously taken over the defense. We'll get to the system part of this, but just your kind of first couple months, first couple weeks here getting to know Jim Schwartz, what stands out?
That's just how seasoned he is. I mean, you know, he's had top, you know, 5-10 defenses every year he's been a, you know, a defensive coordinator or a head coach in the league. So just that experience alone is just, you know, promising for us as a group.
So given the scheme side of this, we had Za'Darius Smith on earlier, and he was talking about how excited he is to be playing in the wide nine, because for defensive ends, you just go ahead and get to wreck the quarterback. The whole goal is just hit the quarterback. What does that mean for you guys at cornerback? How do maybe your responsibilities differ versus the system from last year?
I mean, yeah, with this new system, you know, I won't have to cover for too long. You know, so that's going to help us out a lot more. And, yeah, so the defense is really based around our D-line, which is great for cornerbacks because, like I said, you know, the faster they get to the quarterback, the more plays we'll be able to make, the more mistakes quarterbacks will make. So it's definitely going to help our job too.
How much man coverage do you expect to play this year in this defense?
Oh, a lot. I mean, when you got, you know what I'm saying, when you got D-line going after the quarterback, you know, you're going to have to be in a little bit more man just to be able to, you know, disrupt guys early, not let the ball get out early. So we're definitely looking forward to doing that.
So, obviously, it's not just a new defense. We've heard a little bit. MJ Emerson spilled the tea on the Browns weekend show about the offense looking a little bit looking totally different this year. So, in terms of what you're seeing as you're trying to defend this new Deshaun Watson-led offense, what stands out to you?
It's just Deshaun Watson. I mean, you know, obviously last year he came in middle of the season when guys are already at their peak, so he wasn't really able, you know, to show off everything he can do. So I just think him as a whole just makes the offense, you know, run so much better. You know, he's been able to play a few games, get back into – you know, the swing of things. So just him as a whole, obviously the new additions we have at receiver and Marquise Goodwin and, you know, Elijah Moore, that's going to help as well. We got a lot more speed on the field. So the offense is looking great right now.
So tell us about this Elijah Moore kid. I know he's been in the NFL last couple of years with the Jets, but how quick is he really? How fast is he really?
He's super fast and he's super quick, which is dangerous. You know, it's a lot of guys in the league who are, you know, like quick, like a Keenan Allen, or are very just fast, like a Miko Harmon. But I feel like he has, you know, the ability to do both. So that's definitely scary for a defense.
How about the rookie, Cedric Tillman, you guys drafted out of Tennessee? What's he like so far?
Great. He's doing great, man. He's, you know, catching a lot of contested passes, mm-hmm. which I feel like that was his role would be, just being a bigger guy.
Right.
He's been doing a great job, you know, just redefining his route running, and, you know, he's been doing a great job catching the football.
Greg Newsham, Browns Corner on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Obviously, you were in the news earlier this week because of the situation where your car was stolen, and, you know, obviously you had some teammates out. I just want to make sure, how are you doing? How are you coming through that experience?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing good. You know, just take it day by day. Just getting to an experience like that is obviously very traumatizing, but just being around the guys, you know, people that I live with, talking to family members and things like that, they've been making it, you know, a little bit easier than obviously it can be. So just blessed, obviously, to see another day. Just blessed to be a part of this team. And, you know, they've been just showing me a bunch of support in the locker room.
So with all that, you know, when you go through an experience like that, I'm fortunate enough to say that I've never – been through that yet, knock on wood there, you know, does that experience change you? What is, you know, how do you move through that?
Yeah, I mean, it just, at the end of the day, it just shows, you know, we're not normal people as normal as we want to be. We're not normal people. So just always have your guard up, you know what I'm saying? And just always make sure at the end of the day, like you said, it can happen to anybody. So just make sure you tell the people you love them always, you know, life is very precious. So just, yeah, just changes your mindset as a whole.
Greg, I got to know, you guys are going to Greenbrier for training camp. What was your reaction when you heard that you're going to start training camp in West Virginia?
I was actually super excited. You know, in college, we kind of did a similar thing at Northwestern. We went down to Wisconsin and, you know, started our training camp there. So it's just good to get away from, you know, comfort. You know, being in Cleveland is very comfortable for us. So just finding a way to, you know, get us away, discomfort, we're not at our own homes. We don't have the people we usually go to, usually see on a daily basis regarding, you know, our soft tissue stuff, masseuses and things like that. So just putting us in a way to be, you know, this comfortable starting the season. I love the idea of it.
And, Greg, obviously you guys are playing in the Hall of Fame game this year, so it's an extra preseason game. I'm doubting that a lot of the starters will play in that game, but it's going to be a big weekend for the Browns. Joe Thomas going into the Hall of Fame. How pumped are you guys to get down to Canton and participate in that?
Super pumped. I hope they let me play. You know, whenever you get one of your own, especially a guy that, you know, bled, you know, Browns colors, a guy that played there his whole career, played 10,000 consecutive snaps. Like, it's an honor to, you know, be in a historical franchise like this, and it's an honor to be able to see, you know, him there getting, you know, inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I just want to get back to this West Virginia thing. I know it's great, the discomfort and all that. You didn't go up to Kevin and be like, you couldn't take us to Puerto Rico like Deshaun?
Nah, that'd have been too nice. You know, no disrespect to West Virginia. I don't know what's out there, but
it's almost heaven, Greg. I'm not lying. It's actually beautiful. You're gonna love it. Yeah. It's gonna be hot as hell, though. Yeah.
Greg Newsom on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know, there was just so much talk about this offseason and in your role. So I don't necessarily want to rehash all that. I'm just more interested. You know, from last year to this year, what really are your goals this year coming off the way last year went and the way the defense went for most of that year?
Yeah, I mean, my personal goals, you know, I just feel like my personal goals is just to take that next step. I was hoping last year after, you know, a great rookie year was to take that next step. So this year is definitely just to take that next step and being one of those guys that are talked about, you know, with the best of the best in the league. So that's just really my personal goal this season is just to be able to, you know, take that next step.
How's your fellow Wildcat doing in camp?
Probably doing amazing, man. Obviously, he's a Northwestern guy, so he's super smart. He's getting the playbook down. He's playing multiple positions, doing great on special teams. You know, everyone loves him in the building. So I think he's had a great start.
All right. If we gave you and Cameron Mitchell – It's a 2-on-1 fight versus Anthony Walker. Who's winning? Just Northwestern guys battling.
Oh, that's 100%. It's two on one. You know what I'm saying? If we lose that's just horrible.
I gave you a chance to make an old joke about Anthony, even though that guy's 10 years younger than I am. All right. So I want to get back to the softball game here again. The inaugural Greg Newsom and Friends Celebrity Softball Game coming up on June 24th in East Lake at the Lake County Captains Field there. And again, you can find the tickets, the affordable ticket package for group outings, captainsbaseball.com, or you can find some of the ticket information on Greg's Twitter account here. But I want to know, we got Denzel, we got Ronnie Harrison, we got Jaden Reed. We got Juan Thornhill, AJ Green, Wyatt Teller, MJ Emerson. Any other names we can throw into the mix?
Yeah, so we got a few more guys coming, and I'm still working on it a little bit. A bunch of the guys on the Browns are coming to play. You know, like Alex Wright, De'Anthony Bell, Mike Harley. We just got a bunch of those are the Browns guys. I'm gonna release the rest of them later, of guys that are not on my team. We got Trent McDuffie that's coming to play. We got Jahan Dotson that's coming to play. So we got Emmanuel Forbes, new rookie, is coming to play. Alante Taylor is also coming to play. Those are a few more of the guys that are going to be out there playing.
All right, I've played in celebrity softball games before, and this is not me asking to be there because I am way too fat for this nonsense. Here's we're trying to build a roster. You got to find a ringer. Like, I had Travis Hafner, the former Guardians 40 home run hitter. Like, I would maybe
find an old time MLB player living in town.
Or honestly, just Josh Bell's right across, or Josh Naylor, one of the Joshes. Those guys could smoke a ball 400 yards or feet.
Feet, difference.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Nah, I think we got some ringers, though.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Excited to see what you got. Listen, man, this is great. I know it's the inaugural one. Can't wait for the second one, the third one, and then thereafter. We appreciate you, bud.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
It'll be interesting to see where the offense is and how different it looks from last year. Like, yeah. Are you expecting wholesale changes?
On the offense?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Mostly because you know you have Deshaun for the entire season, so you don't have to prepare for Jacoby Brissett to play 11 games. The mm-hmm. offense, let's face it, you don't have the ability to move the way you want to move with Brissett. He's not that athletic. He's a fine pocket passer, great backup, great guy, all that good stuff, but like, he's not Deshaun Watson.
Well, and I think what's interesting is, you know, I don't know how much difference there really was between the offense with Baker and the offense with Jacoby. I'm talking about just like what the guys were asked to do. Because, what, you know, we've talked a lot about big doubts about Kevin Stefanski. And Kevin Stefanski as a motivator, Kevin Stefanski culture-wise, the biggest remaining question we actually have with Kevin isn't that, although that's pretty huge. It's, can Kevin Stefanski run an offense with an elite talent quarterback?
That's a great question, because that's what's going to save his job.
Well, and I think that's what's so interesting. So the catch 22, when I hear, you know, and we're going to save some of the sound for a little bit later, because we don't want to waste it, and we want to make sure we have time to react to it. But when you hear, yeah, schematically, they're doing a lot of different things. To me, it tells me that Kevin Stefanski has finally abandoned his offense. Whatever his offense was, the thing that he had clung to last year, one, it was necessary that you do that. Like, you trade for a Mercedes, you should drive it like a Mercedes. You shouldn't then be like, you know
what? Buy a Ferrari, you better drive it like a damn Ferrari.
Yes, exactly.
Don't worry if it gets broken. Just drive it hard. I'm kidding.
I mean, that's every quarterback in the NFL. But I think that's what's intriguing about this. Like, how does Kevin Stefanski change as a play caller with a system that maybe is different or schematically different than what he's done? And again, these are not automatic negatives. They're just questions. And it's funny because...
they're fair questions.
Well, I don't see a lot of negatives with the Browns right now, but I do see a lot of questions. And last year, this time, I didn't see a lot of negatives with the Browns outside of defensive tackle and wide receiver, but we had a lot of questions.
Right.
And for whatever reason, whether that's culture for some, whether that's talent in other areas, whether it's just bad timing, luck was something we brought up a lot. For whatever reason, the questions turned out to be negative answers last year.
Right.
I'm reasonably confident that won't be the same. But they are still questions that have to be answered. And question number one is Kevin Stefanski the same type of play caller with Deshaun Watson in a different system than he's used, or a modified system to what he's used going all the way back to his Minnesota days?
Well, listen, I think he should take a page out of what these college coaches are doing and what Deshaun did at Clemson, where he was very, 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 very good. Mm-hmm. What he did in Houston those years in 18, 19, right? I mean, go back and watch that tape. Mm-hmm. And also ask Deshaun, what do you like? What are you comfortable with?
Mm-hmm. I got to say, something's bugging me about the Greg Newsom interview.
What?
I want to get it off my chest.
Get
here.
It off your chest.
I don't think they got enough beef in this celebrity softball game.
I feel like there was a lot of beef.
I mean, yeah, you got Wyatt Teller.
Well, in fairness, he said there's a lot of names to be released, and I think that's, you usually save your stars for the last.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope so. And when I say beef, they got a lot of stars. I mean, Denzel Ward's a huge name here in Cleveland. Go watch Denzel Ward hit a baseball. But Alex Wright and Wyatt Teller, come on, you can't give me more than one 300 pounder here. We can't get Ika.
Is Myles Garrett playing?
I don't know. It has not been announced.
Maybe that's one of the secret stars.
You know, I mentioned with Wyatt.
That would be my ringer.
Yeah. I mentioned with Wyatt.
Did you see the videos of them dunking today at practice?
No, I did not.
They had a basketball hoop on the field, and like after practice, they had like a dunk contest.
Mm-hmm. Did Myles win? I'm going to assume Myles won.
Well, I don't know who won. I just know I saw the videos of them dunking. Did you see this, Keith?
Oh, the dunks were awesome.
They were amazing.
Did you see them shooting? That was another story.
Well, no. Don't
leave it to Keith.
Actually, it was funny because somebody spliced together a bunch of shots they were taking from just the perimeter and just playing one-on-one and stuff. Some of the worst shooting I've ever seen in my life.
Well, they're also,
but the dunks
like,
were awesome.
You watched the Cavs last year, so that's interesting.
They were also dunking on grass.
Who was dunking alongside Miles?
Who was the O-lineman, Keith, number 60?
Well, I know Alex Wright was out there dunking with Miles. I know he was one of them, but I'm not sure who the offensive lineman was.
Was it DeJuan? I mean, I feel like you'd know if it was DeJuan Jones. He's 6'8", 375 pounds. Fat people can dunk, Keith. People don't realize when I said, was it DeJuan?
No, he used to play basketball. He was a great basketball player.
Yeah, but you rolled your eyes. That was a condescending eye roll, Keith Britton, and I will not have that. Just because he's maybe 385 pounds, or 395, or 365, or 405. Whatever his weight is, you can still dunk if you're a fatty if you got the oops. I don't have the oops.
I'm trying to figure out who. There was an O-lineman dunking.
Number 60?
Number 60. You got the roster?
I don't.
Yeah. Can't find it.
You can't find the roster? Are you okay?
I'm on the depth chart, and I'm having a hard time finding the numbers. I'll find it.
Well, it's the one that starts with 6 and ends in 0.
It's not in the order of numbers, bro. Well, I got to go through the depth chart.
Can't you read?
I'm on the radio trying to do a talk show and look up this stuff, too.
Can't you just sort by number?
Well, now that I'm on the actual rosters, yeah, I can.
You can just control F it and search.
I don't even know who it is. Not even on the.
There's no number 60?
I don't think so.
Is this a ringer situation?
Maybe I had the wrong number.
Is this a Willie Mays Hayes?
It could be.
Where he's just a camp body that, you know.
He'd be like a practice tryout guy.
Or is he like who were those wedding crashers, the couple that crashed the party like 10 years ago? Doing that, but with training camp or OTAs?
Wedding crashers?
No.
The Troy Polamalu guy? Remember the guy that went to Steelers camp wearing a full-on Polamalu uniform?
Yes, just
and
like
he got
that.
In?
Yep, just like that. So again, respectfully to Greg Newsom, smarter than me, more successful than me, more money than me, better looking than me, I think this is the one place that I know. You gotta get Miles there. I don't know how you get Miles there, but you got to get Miles there. You know who I'd actually be really curious to see? I'd be really curious to see old Jed Wills. I know he can't stop most defensive linemen, but I'd be really curious to see if he can hit. All right, we're watching this now. Number 60. Oh. All right, that was Adarius, right? Don't know who that is. There's I knew Miles. That's good. I think Miles won. Oh, Hunter Thedford. That's why you didn't know. Oh, Hunter Thedford. How could you not know Hunter Thedford?
They just
added
him the other day.
Yeah. That's why he's not on the roster, or so why he's not on the website. Or
who is he?
Hunter Thedford.
Oh, Hunter Thedford?
Yeah, he played at...
that was the one that McKenzie was talking about, and Nick thought she was saying Bedford.
Yeah. Well, no, I thought she was saying Bedford. And I was like, what are we doing here? Of the MMQB, one of our favorite Hump Day guests, it's the great Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Albert, welcome.
What's up, guys?
Albert, I got to ask you, you're an Ohio State guy. Dustin just told me he's never been to Der Dutchman in Belleville. Did you ever do the Der?
No, I've never.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've heard of it, to be honest with you.
It's like an Amish place, right?
Yeah, it's like Amish, Mennonite, something like that.
Something like that. It's like a breakfast spot, spot.
Listen, I know this is an hour away
from Columbus. An hour away.
It's up near Mansfield.
Like, we went to... Okay, because the breakfast place in Columbus... Well, the one place I remember in Columbus we would go for breakfast where it felt like we were going to somebody's house. And we would go there really like when we were still up from the night before. Was this place Nancy's that was like, I don't know if it's still there.
I don't know if it's still there, but Nancy's? I went to Nancy's a lot of times, my friend.
Yeah. So, like, Nancy, if you went there for dinner, they only had one thing, if I remember right, right? Like, whatever it was that night, that was what was dinner. And then you go there at, like, 5 in the morning, and it'd be a mixture of, like guys going to work and then, like, drunk college kids still up from the night before. So, Nancy's, I mean, shoot, I hope it's still there because that place was phenomenal.
Man, I got to say, now I'm really hungry for breakfast food, Der Dutchman, Nancy's, or anything in between. Albert, I mentioned the LIV Golf Tour, PGA Tour merger. That has led to speculation about could maybe the PIF fund, could they invest in an NFL team? What's the reaction been to that idea in the short time since the merger of those two entities have been announced?
Yeah, I asked around yesterday. You got a question in my mailbag, and I think somebody took it and turned a headline into it, like, which is what everybody does now, and I wasn't meant that way. But I was curious, too, like, could the Saudi money ever get to the NFL? And, you know, they've bought, like, a Premier League team. I believe Newcastle is the one that's owned by them, and there's a lot of money from Arab countries in the Premier League now. And so, like, I, when I asked the question, I thought I was going to get shot out of the sky pretty quickly, and it wasn't. And it was a lot of, like, well, you know, like, if one thing happens and another thing happens, then we can't rule it out, you know. And I think really what it's about from an NFL perspective is right now, no. Like, they wouldn't approve, you know, the Saudi fund coming in and buying an NFL team. There's a different landscape ahead, though, and I think a changing landscape from what they've been used to. And, you know, it's the price point now is over $6 billion for the Commanders. I don't know what the Seahawks are going to go for. I wouldn't expect that the Seahawks would, you know, command the sort of price that's going to – I mean, I don't think they're going to blow – I don't think they're going to blow away the guys that could be bidding there. And Jeff Bezos could be involved in that one. Steve Ballmer could be involved in that one. You know, but eventually I think we're going to get to a price point, and with a team that doesn't have that level of bidder, where they may have to change the rules or adjust or, you know, make some sort of concession. And I was told yesterday by a couple people, you know, like, they wouldn't rule out, like, the idea of sovereign money being involved. So, you know, it's easy to say no, because I think it would be a no right now. I don't think there's any way the NFL would approve something like that today. We've seen how money drives things in the league. And so you get 10, 15 years from now, and God knows what one of these teams is going to cost then. And, you know, you can't sell a team in a traditional way. Would the league then be open to the idea of it if it would drive the price of all the other teams north? I guess you couldn't rule it out. So, again, I don't think it's likely, and I don't think it's on the near horizon, but, you know, it's not hard to get yourself to a place where you could see something like that happening maybe a decade or more down the line.
What if the Saudi money came in and decided to start its own LIV tour, basically, and take all the top college players and give them all $50 million? You know what I'm saying? Like, would that be something that would hurt the NFL?
That'd be interesting, Dustin. I just don't know. I mean, look, I guess you can never say never, right, because of what we're seeing with the soccer players now. And I don't know if you guys saw the latest out there, and this was on Twitter, like, how much Messi got offered by them. But and you see, like, certain guys who aren't Messi getting over $200 million a year. So I guess, you know, I guess, you know, it's sort of like Ted DiBiase said, like, everybody's got a price. I just think it's just – I think that the thing that sort of protects the NFL is the infrastructure of football is so expensive and complicated. And, you know, if you're going to go sign Patrick Mahomes for $300 million a year, well, like, you know, like, then you're going to have to sign linemen that he's going to want to play with. You're going to have to sign receivers. You're going to have to sign – I mean, it's just – I think that there are barriers to entry there that – not that the Saudis couldn't, like, surmount those barriers. I just think if they're looking at it and they're saying, like, what would be the easiest sport to do something like that with, I think football would be way down the list, you know. I think soccer's easier. I think basketball's easier. I mean, baseball, for that matter, would be easier. I just think with football – I don't think football will be the first one that they would come for, as profitable as it is in this country.
Albert Breer on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What is the latest on Nuke Hopkins as of today?
Yeah, you know, I think, like, this was going to sort of take a reckoning happening, and maybe that reckoning is happening now. You know, I think, you know, if he had had an agent at the end of April, I think there's a decent chance he's on the Bills or Chiefs now, because I think that agent probably would have reckoned with him, or would have leveled with him and said, look, like, I know Odell got this, but that was a special circumstance that involved their quarterback, and that money's just not going to be out there for you right now. Instead, you know, he sort of put his foot in the ground and said, I'm worth at least what Odell's worth. Odell didn't play last year. I'm a better player than Odell. I've been a better player than Odell. I deserve more than Odell. You know, and now, because he did take that stand, he sort of got himself in a position where the Chiefs and Bills have to some degree gone away. And now he's looking for other teams to bid on him at a time of the year when cash and cap budgets are spent. So, like, I do think, like, wherever that market is, I think going and starting to take visits like he will next week will probably give him a better idea of where that market is. And, you know, I think if you're one of these teams, you hope to get them in the fold for your planning purposes before you go away for summer in about a week and a half. So I would think that that's sort of where it is. Tennessee makes some sense. They have a need. They've obviously got the connection there with Vrabel and him having been together in Houston. I think New England would be a possibility. Right now, I think based on where the price point has been, I'd say Cleveland is unlikely. You know, and that's just based on my reporting and sort of my read on it. But, look, there aren't teams that are rushing to the table to go and negotiate a deal with Hopkins. And part of that, of course, is how much, you know, the price tag was, at least going into the last few days.
So with that, is this kind of one of those situations where the longer he stays out on the market, the better chance a team like Cleveland ends up with him? Is that kind of the situation we're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, this sort of already played out with New England. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think New England didn't even call Arizona about trading for him. Like, they didn't even pick up the phone and make that call. Because they knew they weren't going to, you know, go and bring him in at the price that he was at $19.45 million. Now, are they interested at a lower price point? I think they are, you know. And so, like, that's sort of the difference here is, like, you're not interested, you're not interested, you're not interested. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, wait a minute. Now this looks like a bargain and we can do this. And so I think that's sort of, you know, where it's at. I think that's where Kansas City and Buffalo are, quite frankly, too, you know. Is that they had sort of pushed away from the table. Now, I think it becomes a little less likely for those teams because Kansas City gave the money that it probably would have given to Hopkins to Donovan Smith, and Buffalo gave the money that it would have given to Hopkins to Leonard Floyd. But I think for each of these teams that's kicked tires, there's that price point probably in their heads where if it comes down to this monetary figure, then, yeah, we're jumping back in.
Albert, is the Madden curse real?
I haven't kept up with it the last few years, actually. Like, who was in the cover last year?
Madden. I think it was Madden last year. It was like the 25th anniversary, right?
But he was still alive, right?
I don't know if he died or if he died after the cover. I think he died before.
I can't.
So that would.
I mean,
this
thing took a pretty. This conversation took a pretty dark turn. Yeah.
Well, obviously, Josh Allen. Josh Allen's on the cover this year, of course. They announced that today.
I actually love where Buffalo is, guys. Like, I honestly like, and I know there's the curse, and I think that actually that curse had a pretty good run going. I remember Michael Vick, right? Like, didn't he get hurt or something? Like, and there were a bunch of them. Or no, Michael Vick, like, didn't, like, the...
It was like Dante Culpepper was on there for a while. Yeah, the dog fighting happened after that. There's a bunch of other players that were on there that had some bad luck.
Right, Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis, yeah.
Are familiar with that one. Peyton Hillis, the most random, like... I think the most random, like, guy to ever appear on a video game cover has got to be Peyton Hillis. But yeah, man, like, I think, you know, like, I think Buffalo's well-positioned. And, you know, I think people have sort of forgotten about them a little bit, and they're flying under the radar a little bit. And, you know, you sort of forget what that team went through last year. Like, if you look at the totality of it, they got displaced twice by snowstorms before the year, you know, what the city went through with the shooting in the supermarket. You know, then, of course, the DeMar Hamlin situation at the end of the year. It's a team that was in the divisional round of the playoffs. despite the fact that they lost Von Miller and they were emotionally spent after having been through everything they went through, I think that team's got a chance to bounce back in a pretty big way. And I think, you know, having Josh Allen back with a healthy elbow certainly won't hurt.
Albert, Deebo Samuel came out in the last 24 hours and said that he was awful in 2022, took responsibility for it. Have you ever heard a player go that hard at his own performance in the previous year to the actual media themselves?
I think you have seen it in the past. I think that this is sort of who Deebo's been. He's pretty accountable. He's pretty competitive. Like, he's made – like he's one of these guys that sort of always had the reputation of being made of the right stuff. And I do think to some degree, a lot of the talk about the way he was being used and then the contract negotiations sent everything a little sideways last year. And look, they've got good players there now too. And George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk really grew up last year. And then, you know, you add Christian McCaffrey to the mix in midseason and there's only one ball. And so, you know, I think there was sort of just a lot there last year. And, you know, I think with the full offseason of figuring out how to use Deebo Samuel now in this new context, he'll probably bounce back and have a better year. But I wasn't surprised he said what he said. I mean, he's always been a pretty accountable guy.
Albert, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate you. And listen, the next time you're an hour from Columbus, try Der Dutchman. It'll change your life, buddy.
You got to try Nancy's, too, if you haven't been there,
Nick. I think it's closed now.
I'm not sure.
I just took a look. I think it's closed, unfortunately.
Oh, that sucks. That place was, I mean, I swear to God. I mean, I think it was sort of a secret, too, Dustin, wasn't it? Like, not everybody knew about it. It didn't even look
Mike Doss was the one that took me there for the first time ever. I never even heard of it.
Yeah, so my buddy Ben Oster, who was, like, always the guy who was up at 6 a.m. from the night before, was the one who introduced me, and I kept going. I mean, he was a... I would call him a Nancy's enthusiast. But, yeah, that place was an American original, absolutely.
I think you might have uncovered a topic we're going to have to get to here shortly, and it is about sharing Greasy Spoon with other people, sharing that knowledge. It's a good friend you had there because not every friend would do that. Albert, great stuff, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.